Welcome to It's a Single Mom Thing, the show for single moms by single moms. This is Sherry, your host, and I am happy you are here today. Remember, it's a single mom thing and not the single thing that stops you. He has risen, he is not here. Matthew 28:5. These are the very words spoken to the faithful women and followers of Jesus. When they arrived, they found the stone rolled away. They entered the tomb, but found it empty. Suddenly, an angel appeared. Luke 24:3. The names of these courageous and faithful women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Susanna, Mary the mother of James, Salome, and other women who are not identified. They were then instructed by the angel to tell the disciples that Jesus had risen from the dead. Matthew 28:6. What's encouraging and important to note about these women is that they supported Jesus' ministry for many months while he was in Galilee. Additionally, these women didn't simply say they were devoted to Christ. No, they stayed when others fled. These women did not allow adversity to keep them from ministering to their Savior. They used their resources to minister to Christ both before and after his death. Each of these women, now in their own single situation with some sorrow, hurt, and with the loss of a son or a beloved friend, each was uncertain of their future. But they didn't let that stop them. On the next day after his death, they rose up early, despite their grief, to prepare a proper burial for him. On this 100th episode and celebration, 1,993 years after his resurrection, may we be like these faithful women and followers and rise up. For he was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God, Mark 16:19. So listen, no matter your circumstance, your hurt, or even your sin, God wants to take you higher so you can rise up. Welcome to our 100th episode of It's a Single Mom Thing. As I close this portion of the podcast, I now turn this episode over to my friends, the Indian Rocks Christian School Eagles, as promised, as they have some encouraging words for you.
Hi, I'm Addie Miller, and I picked the verse Philippians 4:6, which says, "Don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done." I picked this verse because in my life I've struggled with worry and anxiety a lot. And this verse was given to me actually by my sister. She had a painting of it up in her room. And it's just an amazing reminder that God has you no matter what you go through. And he's never going to leave your side.
Hi, my name is Ashley, and my favorite scripture is John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." And I chose this verse because it's like kind of crazy how God, like, he chose us and like he chose his Son to die for us, even though he was perfect, and it was our sins, it wasn't Jesus's. And so, like, it's crazy to me how, like, Jesus died for my sins, even though Jesus was perfect. And so, yeah.
My name's Caitlin, and I picked Isaiah 41:10, which says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." I picked this verse because I feel like in life, sometimes a lot of people have challenges thrown at them. And I feel like sometimes we forget that God's there, because God will always uphold us with his righteous right hand. And with him, we can fear not, because through all these challenges, he's always going to be there and help us no matter what. And I think that's a great reminder to a lot of people, because sometimes we forget to look to him. But if you have God in your life, you don't have to fear, because he'll always be there and he will always make sure you're kept safe, and he will always be your guide through life. So just always look to God and know that you don't have to fear when you're with him.
Hi, I'm Kat. I'm going to read Jeremiah 29:10-11. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. I thought this verse would really help with remembering that God has a plan for us and that we have to trust in his plan because everything happens for a reason. And especially with that last part, plans to give you hope and a future, it really like reminds me to like trust in the Lord and trust in his plan because he wants us to be happy. He wants us to like prosper and trust in him. But we have to remember that his plan will all work out in some way.
Hello, my name is Layla, and the verse I picked is Colossians 3:23. It says, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men. I picked this verse because in doing so many things, our everyday life, it's so easy to forget our Creator. It's so easy to forget what he does for us and why we're doing this. We can work for men. We might have a boss in our jobs or everyday lives, but in all reality and everything, God is our boss. He is the Creator, and he is who should be giving thankfulness for at the end of the day. We should be coming back to him at the end of the day, thanking him for this life that we get to have, and even thanking him in the bad moments. Good and bad, we should be thanking him.
Hi, I'm Lex Brantley, and the verse that I chose was Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. So I kind of found that like interesting. I was just like kind of scrolling through the Bible app and I found that. And I thought it'd like really lift up people who are in like a bad time or just like going through the motions. Which I can understand because I used to do that too. When I was in middle school, I used to go through a lot of hard times because I didn't have a lot of friends. And so I just kind of like read the Bible and it'd get me through a lot of bad times that I had in my life.
Hi, my name is Miriam, and I'm going to be reading you guys my favorite verse, which is Matthew 5:44. And the verse is, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. So I have loved this verse for a while now. So in 2022, I started to have some issues with some people. And after all these issues had passed, I held on to a lot of anger with these people. And I thought I was doing myself a favor. I was never going to forgive them. I was never going to talk to them again. I was never going to, you know, see them again. I was like, okay, you know, I have a right to be mad. And I did have a right to be angry, but the anger, you can't hold on to anger. And you have to pray for those who hurt you. You know, these people, they had been exposed to God, but they weren't acting like God. So it's my job to... So I picked this verse because I was holding on to so much anger with these people. And I thought, because I was never going to speak to them again, that I was going to be fine. But I didn't realize just how much holding on to anger was hurting me. I was starting to lash out. I was starting to engage in harmful behavior. And it was starting to affect me more than it was them. And so when I chose to forgive them for what they had done and release all that anger, I felt so much peace. And, you know, it still hurts knowing what they had done and how they had treated me. It still hurts, but I'm not angry at them anymore for doing, you know, whatever they had done to me. So I'm really glad that I found this verse because this is something that I meditate on every single day. So thank you for listening.
Hi, my name is Nelly. The verse I picked today was Hebrews 12:2. It says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. I picked this verse because it is important for us to look toward God and just keep him at the forefront of our mind always, because it helps us always make better choices and it just puts our whole life in perspective. And when we keep our eyes on Jesus and our thoughts focused on him, we are reminded of his great love and goodness. Keeping our eyes on Jesus helps us not to grow discouraged.
Hi, it's Sid. For nothing will be impossible with God, Luke 1:37.
My name's Chloe, and I pick Psalms 44:26. Rise up, come to our help. Redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love. I picked this verse because it shows how you can call out to the name of the Lord whenever you're in need of his help.
You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I rise up, I'll rise like the day. Silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. For that we have each other.
Single peeps and loyal listeners on this journey with me, making 100 episodes possible. Have a wonderful week, and remember, it's a single mom thing and not the single thing that stops you. Thanks for listening to It's a Single Mom Thing. I hope you enjoyed our time together. If you have more questions on how to have a relationship with Jesus or need prayer, visit us at www.shepherdsvillage.com/prayer. For more information and resources, check out our show notes.